Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know the Heat have like the 2026 pipe dream. Have you guys heard about the pipe dream?
No, I haven't heard about the pipe dream.
You haven't heard about the pipe dream?
I haven't heard about it.
Here's the thing, dude. Now, this may be all for naught. It could be done in the summer, right? However, somebody becomes a free agent in 2026. A certain Slovenian star that goes by the name of Luka Doncic.
How was that so conveniently next to you?
Brate is Goran. And so if the Miami Heat were to keep their decks cleared, you got Duncan Robinson's deal expiring, you got Terry Rozier's deal expiring, you got whatever Jimmy's money turning into expiring. That's about $90 million in cap space that goes. Now, it is with the caveat, Luka Doncic could sign like a $350 million extension this offseason. So he may really like Texas. I don't know. But a lot of the owners, their thought is that, are we really going to give out big contracts if we feel like the guy's going to ask out? Who's to say? But remember, it's new ownership in Dallas. It's not Mark Cuban, even though that may entice me to stay even more. I'm just saying, dude, Slovenians love Miami, okay? And let's just say the Miami Heat. Keep an eye on this. Goran Dragic has spent the last couple of years, you know, enjoying his time down here. He's got a new squeeze, seems to be liking life. But if all of a sudden this summer, if you're really serious about this Miami Heat, this Luka Doncic thing, and maybe you wait until Luka doesn't sign the extension, but if you're really serious about this, you make Goran Dragic the vice president of something. I don't really know what, but you make him a vice president of something. You put Gogi in a tie. He's going to look very handsome, nice. And then all of a sudden, you have his mentor in the fold. If anybody was going to sell Luka Doncic and getting his fat ass into Heat culture shape, it would be Gogi.
If I'm honest.
Or maybe Chris Quinn all of a sudden. He takes Chris Quinn finally gets a head coaching job. You need somebody to be on the coaching staff all of a sudden. Who Goran Dragic would have looked good in a coaching polo? I don't know. So I'm just saying, keep an eye on it. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not going to do my thing. I'm not going to do that.
But you did.
They kind of.
Well, just
like
just
2 minutes ago.
No. But it wasn't a true whale call. Did just you for have example.
Memory loss?
But I'm just saying, watch Goran Dragic. That's the next chess piece.
Okay.
If Goran Dragic is brought back into the family, and you have Goran, Nico, Bam, Kalel, Tyler Hero, and who would fit right into that spot? Oh, Luka. A beluga whale, if you will.
You just said you weren't going to do
that. Just for example, JP. Just for example.
Okay.
For example.
Pretty sure we know how that sounds like.
I'm just saying. Make Goran Dragic some kind of vice president. I think Sun Steve said international. Make Goran Dragic Miami Heat vice president of international affairs. Right? Mm-hmm. And Goran Dragic puts on a tie. All of a sudden, everybody loves Goran. All right? We've just been looking for the right role. And you bring in Gogi. If you're serious about your Luka pursuit, you got to bring in some real bait to harpoon a beluga whale. That's all I'm saying. Keep an eye, everybody, on Gogi. Keep an eye on Goran Dragic. Be snooping around you, Gogi. You've been a little too quiet lately.
So that's
it's almost
the,
like you're up to something.
That's the pipe dream. Then we're done with Ant. We're no longer pursuing Ant. Is that what you're saying? Because that was
we're not no longer doing anything, Frog Boy. But gotcha. Ant is still under contract. One guy can be a free agent, and the other can't right now.
Fair,
you know,
fair.
Maybe Ant does come into the fold. I don't know. Mm. Who's to say? I'm not sure. Hmm. But what I do know is, if Luka Doncic does, for whatever reason, if he did turn out, now he probably won't. Who turns down $300 million guaranteed? Although he has already made a lot of money. I'm just saying, keep an eye on it. Texas is boring to Slovenians.
You know, when Goran and Luka first faced off at the Kaseya Center, whatever it was called then, those Slovenians did not leave until...
Nope.
Both Gogi and Luka came out.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And LeBron just says, this is when Tobin pisses me off. I don't understand, dude. I just want to be clear here. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what the Miami Heat are trying to do. I'm just letting you know. This is what they're trying to do. But I'm telling the Miami Heat right now, okay? You guys, this is, to be fair, Pat, you know I love you. but you've been whiffing like Stan on a slider lately. Okay. A lot of strikeouts. You need to come at this with a new tilt, with an adorable accent. And what I think you need to do is put Goran Dragic in a suit. You make him vice president of international affairs, or if you lose somebody on the coaching staff, you make him an assistant coach. And then all of a sudden, Goran Dragic is like, "Hey, Brate." And he goes, "What do you want, Goran? I want to rescue you from Dallas, Bobby." Just saying, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on Goran Dragic. That's it. We'll go back to task at hand. We'll go back to the task.
We've never not kept our eyes on him.
I'm just so
especially with you.
I don't keep my eye. I let Goran be Goran.
Him out right before he even gets into the building.
That's my Brate. I love Goran. All I'm telling you is, should the Miami Heat hire Goran Dragic in some type of a role?
I think they should.
You know what's up. Okay? Just remember Tobes told you. Follow the Gogi, all right? Follow the dragon. If you bring the dragon into the into the den, all of a sudden, you know what we're trying to do. You know what we're trying to do.
You know, I thought that was like a deep saying of some sort. You know, when you bring the dragon to the den, you know what we're trying to do.
You know. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for sure. Keep an eye out.
I'm going to get back to task at hand, okay? Because yeah. I'm very excited. I don't even need Luka Doncic, quite frankly, because I have Kalel Ware. I don't even know if I want Luka Doncic to mess this up.
Rookie of the year.
All right.
After I may turn, all of that, you
I may turn down Luka Doncic. That. I may. I don't need because Nico.
You cannot say that.
No, I'm just telling you. Like,
went on a whole five-minute rant.
I was just laying it out there. I'm laying out the Heat's plan. But old Tobes, nobody asked would you like to ask my opinion?
Okay.
This is your opinion.
No, that's not my opinion.
This whole thing was there. Your opinion. No, that was your dream.
It wasn't my opinion.
Okay? That was your dream.
I'm telling you right now.
Tell me, what is it that...
In my opinion... Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we need Luka Doncic because I'm not certain. Ooh. I'm not certain. I'm telling you right now. I'm not even certain we need Luka Doncic. Okay. First of all, second of all,
you just said he wouldn't. Okay.
Second of all, yeah. I'm not certain that Nikola Jovic isn't going to be better. I'm just saying
that's possible.
And Kalel Ware. So, I don't even know if I want Luka.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, keep an eye on Goran Dragic.
Someone bring back Leroy immediately.
Well, we did in the spirit of body shaming Luka real quick, just before.
Yes! mentioning.
Look, we don't have to even have to mention this to Leroy when he comes back. We don't even have to mention this to Leroy.
Remember, I am spirit Leroy, so whatever you say that comes into my ears, Leroy somehow hears it.
But I'm just, I don't even know if I want Luka. All right, I love this team. These are my guys right now. Okay,
maybe just clip the whole segment, Marcos. Just do it.
For sure.
But I'm just telling you that's what they're trying to do. Okay, clear the decks, if you will. All right. But you're not serious about getting Luka Doncic if you don't bring in Goran Dragic. You're just not. You're not a serious organization. You're not.
Didn't we do this with KD? Wasn't there like a summer everybody was waiting for? Clear the books, and then it just didn't work out? Haven't we done
this? Well, that was the books. The summer that they met with KD in the Hamptons, they did clear the decks for him when the Chris Bosh money got cleared out. And the problem was they were also in a big-time personal standoff with Dwayne Wade, and they paid Hassan Whiteside at midnight, so you know, didn't really go great for him. Plus, the counterpoint was we had to go up against KD just going to the Warriors, who won 73 games that season.
That's right. Small detail. Forgot about that.
Small detail. Yeah. Small detail.
Carry that, Klay Thompson. I mean, a bum, dude. Jeez.
Anyway,
task at hand.
Take a break. Task at hand. I don't even want Luka right now because right now I have the warehouse and I have Jovic, dude. Okay? And I have Bam and I have all of them playing together. And I don't even know if we have room for Luka right now. Because we just beat a Magic team and sent their ass to 24-24 on the season. The best win of the season. Where's Luka? Exactly, dude. Exactly. Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.